Good afternoon. An increasing southerly wind flow will help push temperatures into the 60s, perhaps even touching 70 in some spots across interior New York and New England as a storm system works its way through the Great Lakes. Out ahead of the storm, we also have building cloud cover, although precipitation will remain north toward the Canadian border and west in the Mohawk Valley and towards central New York through the afternoon and into the evening. As that storm lifts north into Canada, we'll see temperatures remain in the 60s during the evening with showers increasing overnight. Eventually, temperatures will dip back into the 50s to around 60 with widely scattered showers. That storm will push through during the day tomorrow. We'll have cloudy, breezy, mild weather for the first half of the day, again pushing up towards 70, although clouds and showers will be common throughout the day. Maybe even a thunderstorm as the cold front pushes through during the afternoon hours. Eventually, temperatures will slide back through the 60s and into the 50s by late day on Friday. This will be the beginning of some much colder air, which will be building into the region for the weekend. On Saturday, highs will still be in the lower 50s despite mostly cloudy skies. We'll have a gusty northwest wind and passing instability showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder with some small hail. The coldest air will begin to move in on Sunday. It'll be very windy and chilly with temperatures only in the lower to mid-30s with passing rain and snow showers. An Alberta Clipper will then make an approach for the day on Monday. Clouds will increase and there's a chance of light snow through the day as temperatures will be in the lower to mid-30s. Behind the Clipper, a reinforcing shot of cold air on Tuesday, keeping it in the 30s before rebounding into the lower 40s with a return to sunshine on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across much of northern Mississippi and Alabama, Tennessee, southwestern Kentucky, far eastern Arkansas, and northeastern Louisiana. Strong heating will occur over this region as a cold front will stall out to the west, allowing for full heating and a deepening moist lowest layer of the atmosphere. This will lead to areas of strong instability and little convective inhibition. With the air cooling sharply with respect to elevation, coupled with veering wind profiles, the stage will be set for robust supercell potential, including very large damaging hail, strong gusty winds, and tornadoes. In addition to the storms, heavy rainfall may produce flash flooding in some areas as flash flood watches have been issued. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Per Simon Gap and Cayenosa, Texas, to a low of 5 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 70, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with showers likely and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m. 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with a few late-day showers possible and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with showers likely, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with high temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with showers likely and lows around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with a few late-day showers possible and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Cloudy and breezy tonight with showers likely and lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with high temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70. Cloudy and breezy tonight with showers likely and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today with highs right around 70. Cloudy and breezy tonight with showers likely and lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, a good chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, still breezy and mild with highs near 70. Mostly cloudy and breezy with passing rain showers, a thunderstorm possible Saturday, lower 50s. Windy and much colder with passing rain or snow showers Sunday in the lower to mid-30s. A chance of light snow Monday in the lower to mid-30s. Breezy and cold Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s on Tuesday. And mostly sunny back into the lower 40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.